I think the reason why the Rambam changed his mind between the Sefer HaMitzvos and between the Yad is because the question is, what is really the essence, the concept, the central idea of the Kedushas Hayom of Leil Tesvav? Is it a Kedushas Hayom of Mesorah Labanim? He has to show the next generation what all the Nisman flows that took place in Mitzrayim, the Ikrei Hadas. Or the essence is really Sipur of Nisman flows. But the Sipur must include Mitzvah Adil Abanim also. That's Allah. You have to tell them too. You have to include them in the Sipur. But the essence of the Kedushas Hayom of Leil Tesvav really is that it's a Sipur of Nisan of Laws, Shalakarash Baruch Hu. That's really what the essence is. And apparently the Rambam thought, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam thought that the essence of the Kedushas Hayom of Leil Tesvav is Agadah Levan. That's the essence of the Kedushas Hayom. But of course, when you're being magid levanim, it's also a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. It's a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom of Nisan when you're misaper the Nisan of flows to the Bain. So it's a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. And Ein Lo Bain, he's also mechoyev to be misaper the Nisan of flows. But the essence of the, but then it's not really the Kedushas Hayom, it's not Peshlemusa. Because the essence of the Kedushas Hayom is Sipur Labanim. That's the essence of the Kedushas Hayom. But the halacha says Zachar Hayom Azeh. Rashi Yitzchasim and Mitzrayim Beis Avodah. So you see, you have to that the Hagadah Labanim is a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. So the Zechiras Nisan Aflos Labanim really is a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. So if it's a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom, so then even Ein Lo Bein is mechuyev to have that kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. But the essence of the Kedushas Hayom is really really Sipur Labanim. The essence of the Kedushas Hayom is really Sipur Labanim. The question, of course, like this. I mean, let's start again. The Rambam says in the Sefer Achinuch, the Rambam says the mitzvahs from Vigata, in Sefer Mitzvahs, I mean, the mitzvahs Vigata Levincha. Okay? So the Gata Levincha, so that's the essence of the mitzvah. So the question is, how is it possible if I don't have a bain then I should be chayiv? That's the mitzvah, Gata Levincha. So the Rambam says, no, because it says, Zochas Yom HaZeh, K'mosh Nehmeh Zochas Yom HaShabbos. What does it mean? It means that you see when you're telling your bain, so there's a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom of saying that this is a yom of Nisan and Flos. So therefore even Elo Bain has to say that, even Elo Bain has to say, he has to say, mention Nisan of Flos, because the Kedushas Hayom is for everybody. That's the way the Rambam has it worked out in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now the Rambam in the Yad has just starts off with it. He just says, no, the mitzvah is Sipur Nisan of Flos. And he mentions it's halacha in the Kedushas Hayom, just like by Kiddush and Shabbos. So really on Leil Tesvav you have two Kiddushas Hayom. You have a Kiddush, and then you have the Kiddush, the special Kiddushas Hayom of Sipur and Nisman of Flos. It's halacha in the Kiddushas Hayom of Leil Tesvav. That's not just halacha on Maisa Mitzvah. It's halacha in the Kiddushas Hayom of Leil Tesvav. Okay. Now the question is, what's the difference between the Rambam's formulation in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam's formulation in the Yad HaChazaka? And it has to be a difference. Because over here he says you learn out from Gadat Ol Vincha. And from the Yad, he says, you learn it out from Zochas Yom HaZeh only. Over here, and yeah, it's reversed. Zochas Yom HaZeh is the Iker, and Vigat Ol Vincha is the Tanai. Whereas over here, Vigat Ol Vincha is the essence. And Zochas Yom HaZeh, somehow or other, is a Tanai. The question is, what is the essence of the Kedushas Hayom? Is the essence of the Kedushas Hayom Mesorah Levanim? That's really the essence. Or the essence of the Kedushas Hayom is simply Howl and Shadow by Da, Zechiras and Nisman of Flos. That's the question. Is the Zechiras and Nisman of Flos an end per se? Or Zechiras and Nisman of Flos is a means for Higarat Levincha? Now, of course, you'll ask me, you'll say, but according to the Sefer HaMitzvos, if the essence is Higarat Levincha, so how do I say if I don't have a bain that I'm chayiv? I mean, that's the essence of the mitzvah. What does the chiras nisan flos have to do with anything? So the answer is you're right in terms of the yachid. You're right in terms of the yachid. But the question is in terms of the overall mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. In other words, what formulates the essence of the mitzvah to the klal? Everybody's chayiv in zechiras nisan, but zechiras nisan even if ain't lo bain. But the Zechiras HaNisim, really, there would never be a loch of Zechiras HaNisim if there wasn't a next generation, if it wouldn't be Mesorah Levain. But now that there's a next generation, So it's formulated, you must tell your bain, and everybody else should be masked in Nisim also. It's all part of the, it's all part of one formulation. It's one formulation to the cloud. Of course, you can't exclude anybody. Even if he doesn't have a bain, he's supposed to be masked in Nisim. But that's all nigrar. It's all nigrar after the essential mitzvah, which is a mesorah labanim. That's the essence of the Kedushas Hayom, is mesorah labanim, really. But you can't have mesorah labanim that this one will do it, the other one won't do it. It has to be Zechiras Nisim in general among all of Klal Yisrael. But the essence, the essential kiyum is really the Gadat HaLevincha. If there was no next generation, we would have no Leil Pesach. That's what the Rambam holds in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You see? What? The kiyum really is the Gadat HaLevincha. That's really the kiyum. But the Maisa has to be extended to everybody. That's a separate loch of how, it, how it's extended. So you see, the halach is, that everybody's mechuyev to mention Nisim Nefloss on that day. It's part of Kedushas Hayom to mention the Nisim Nefloss. But the kiyum of the Kedushas Hayom, mentioning Nisim Nefloss, is only for the Vigat Levincha, for the next generation. Whereas the Rambam, it's more of a cumbersome formulation in the Sefer Mitzvah, but that's the Rambam formulated. And the Rambam, when he got to the Yad, he changed his mind. He simplified the, he reversed it. He simplified it. This way, in the Yad, you see it's more simple. The formulation is that the kiyum is the maisa, and the kiyum is the essence of the mitzvah is really zechiras nisim of the flaws your asalana kadosh baruch hu. You see, zechiras nisim your asalana kadosh baruch hu, and that's the essence. And mitzvah of the abanim is one of the tenoyim, one of the halachas that are involved under the central heading. That's why the Rambam changed his mind when he got to the Yad. But originally he held the other way. That's the Machlekes. It comes out of the Machlekes is what the essence, the essential nature of the Kedushas Hayom is. Is it Kedushas Hayom of Mesorah, Mesorah Levanim, or is it Kedushas Hayom of Shevach Vado Al Anisim? That's the theoretical question. The other way too. Each one really, the question is, for instance, the Gadat HaLevincha. So if I say the Gadat HaLevincha is the essence, so then all the halacha, see like the Rambam says over here, that he, Vagdolos Mashi Asalonu Hashem, Master Asalonu Mitzrim, Me'ovo, Vachomos, Veikhlach Hashem, Nekmasenu Behem, Ulahodos Lo Yisala. So all the Hodor and everything is all, according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, a part of the Gah, how you should be Magid Levain. But the ultimate thing is that the Bain should be the recipient of this knowledge. But you can't just tell him, there's ways to tell him. You have to mishabech. If you're not mishabech, he lacks in tzipor. You're not really telling him. He's not going to see a proper seeing. He has to see a whole shevach v'edor, a whole tzipor and shevach that you're excited about. It's something happened over here. That's all part of the of how he receives it. See? So, but according in the, but in the yad, it's just the reverse. That the mitzvah is l'shabeach. Doesn't say l'chodos l'shabeach. L'saper beneath the floss. Shinas l'vaseinu, right? Yeah. So think like this. So the thing is that according to the Rambam in the Yad, what comes out is that if you're not m'saper l'bein, then it lacks in shevach l'adah. Lacks in shevach l'adah. Lacks in sipur nisim l'floss. You're not modil about anything that's important to a person is modil abonov. So therefore, if he's not modil abonov, so then it lacks in sipanis and the flaws. See, the person can't be just misapanis and flaws by himself. Something like that happens, he tells everybody, he tells his children, it's all part of the sipanis and the flaws. If he doesn't tell his children, it lacks in the hakarasa hanisim. Right. That's right. So it can go either way. See, that's why the Rambam had a doubt. The Rambam held that there has to be one essential theme. Which is the essence? Is the essence Sipur Labanim, or the essence is Agad Labanim, or the essence is Sipur? Either way it works out. Both ways will work out, really. You know what I mean? Both ways will work out. That even, I mean, even without the Rambam, you see that these two themes are there. Right? Question is, in unification, how do you unify? The Rambam held it has to be unified. Do you unify them under one head, this heading of Vigat Levincha, or do you unify them under the heading of Sipur Nisim Nefloss? That was the Rambam's change of mind from Sefer Mitzvahs to the Yad Havah. Exactly. The two concepts in the Agada, there's no question about it. You see, that the emphasis is always on the Torah and Tzias Mitzrayim, not on Matan Torah. You know, of course, Matan Torah is Yisod, but the Yisod is a Mitas HaTorah. But insofar as a person's relationship to God, it's always Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's always Yitzias Mitzrayim. Matan Torah is verification that everything is written in the Torah is true. But once you know it's true, now where does the person actually, and what event does he relate, brings out his close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his commitment and his indebtedness, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yitzias Mitzrayim has those two elements. One element is, in order to be indebted to somebody, that's be two things. First of all, what would your situation be without that person? That's one. But even that is not enough. The person is drowning, you just put a stick in the air to save him. So you don't really feel indebtedness, even though the alternative would have been death. But if somebody works for you and spends time in order to save you, then you do feel the indebtedness. So it's both. You have to have what the situation would have been without that being, and then secondly, what the extent of the being's involvement in you, in saving you. So that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim has those two elements. Of course, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say sacrifice, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It shows the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Klal Yisrael. It shows the extent of his involvement with us. And that brings out the indebtedness. And what the alternative would have been without that involvement, the alternative would have been total avdus. So those two ingredients, those are the two themes of the Agadah. Maskul Begnai, Avodah Mayinu, Maskul Begnai, and then the other thing is the extent of Nisman of Loss. You see, that's another thing they've got. Kamalako Beretz Pai. You see, straight through the Agadah. Those are the two things. What would have been without it? And that's why it's Vosanu Hotsumishon. That's why the culmination is really that we have to realize that why is Vosanu Hotsumishon? That's the culmination. The culmination is that the person should realize his personal indebtedness because of the event of Sipri Tzitzis Rayim. That's the whole purpose of their love. That's the whole message of their love. You see from the Dayenu that there's that each step, even though one step without the other, what good would be if we didn't have Torah? If you didn't have, you didn't, the love runs, each of what? Each of the, you know, it shows, I mean, that's the idea of the extent of the nisha, extent of the involvement. It's extent of the involvement of the God. Ilunas lunas mamonu v'lokarolunas hayom, that would be difficult. Because you have all the money, but you're gonna be no case of young. You wouldn't make it. What it means to say is the extent of the involvement of the Ashgacha. The extent, to demonstrate the extent of the involvement, that each step it shows more involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the other theme. That's the theme of the of how involved the Ashgacha was with us. Okay?
There was one who wouldn't really have been Dayenu.
That's right. You have no time to express
it.
That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is the basis, because that's where the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the individual is with God. See, in Matan Torah, the is different. Matan Torah is a different kind of indebtedness. This is the whole essence of our lives. All essence of our lives is was benefited by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Our text, the Agav Rochu, we went through the Rambam and the Mora, why Shabbos is Zechus Yisrael. It's chapter 31, part 2. So, it's very difficult, Rambam, the way he explains. He says that the reason why is, of course, it's based on Sash Dibris. First Sash Dibris says that it's Maisa Bracious. The second one says, because Zechus Yisrael. The question is, why does Zechus Yisrael have to do with Shabbos? So, Rambam says, the fact that God has given us the law, he says, in the form of the cause of the honor and distinction of the day is given. For 6 days, but the fact that God has given us the law of the Sabbath and commanded us to keep it is the consequence of our having been slaves. For then our work did not depend on our will. It's hard to understand what he means. And then he says at the end, he says, therefore, the Sabbath is therefore a double blessing. It gives us correct notions and also promotes the well-being of our bodies. What does that have to do with it? Basileus. What the Rambam means is that one part of Shabbos is, of course, the idea of the Creator. That's one idea. But the second one is that that God gave us Shabbos so that we should exercise our free will every week and stop and stopping to work. So when we cease working of our own free will, we remind ourselves of a time when we couldn't do such a thing, when such a thing was impossible, when we couldn't stop working. So this brings to mind the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now these two ideas. That's why Shabbos really has both ideas. It has the idea of the Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as the Borei Olam is concerned. The two most important ideas in Yadas. That's one, and the second one is Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yisrael. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos contains both of those ideas. But that's the second reason is that by abstaining, by stopping to work, we bring to mind the fact that we now it's under our control. At one time it wasn't. Now that's why the Rambam says that the two reasons says one is that we might confirm the true theory of the creation, and two that we might remember how kind God has been in freeing us from the burden of the Egyptians. Now the conclusion is like this. The Sabbath is therefore a double blessing. Give us correct notions and also promotes the well-being of our bodies. What does that mean? It means like this. It means that if it wasn't for the fact that the well-being of our bodies dictates that you should not work one day a week, that you should rest, then of course it would be absurd to say that God told us to do something now that we couldn't do in Egypt. Just anything you couldn't do. This is crazy. So there must be some benefit in doing it now. And since there's benefit, so it brings to mind a benefit that we didn't have at one time in Egypt that wasn't under our control. So then we have our chorus hatov to God. But just to say that God told us to do something, anything he couldn't do in Egypt, that's ridiculous. So therefore, the Rambam says that's why it's two things. It gives us correct notions, both notions, the notions of the creation and the notion of Hashgacha Pratius of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also promotes the well-being of our body. And Dani added that that's why Onik Shabbos is such an important thing. Onik Shabbos is really a key in the whole concept of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim of Shabbos. Because in Onik Shabbos, you're taking care of the body, and the more you take care of the body, the more you make tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that you reflect upon a time when you weren't able to do that. Right? And Michael added that that's why Shabbos is no simcha, it's only oneg. A simcha is a totally different state, different condition. But the oneg is oneg means those things which naturally make the body feel in a good state. Oneg results from the natural needs of the body. That's oneg. Simcha is a super adding of a certain state. It's a different state. That's only yantar. That's not Shabbos. Never stood at Rama in the Mora. I used to look at it. I must look at it 5 times. But, I just couldn't make it out. Like, it seems to be going from one thing to another.
How do you explain the part about being different than every other mitzvah?
You have to unravel them.
What? Are you saying the Shabbos is different than every other mitzvah? They're all different.
No, this is specific action, which is really. Where's the thing you gave? Oh, go ahead. This specific action, which is really. Sitting actually you couldn't do over there, which is
and you can put a bill in there, and you can do any other mitzvah.
Yeah, but that's not a bankrupt group. I don't know if she would Mitzrayim. I don't know the two times out of the year, leaving because of preparatory activities are halachic. That's on Erev Pesach, and also Erev Yom Kippur to make sure that the kids have enough food that they could fast. As much as they can on the Yom Kippur, but he was never involved in the general emotion of Friday afternoon, time to take a break. Erev Shabbos, so take it easy. That's what it means. What? See, Friday afternoon becomes really a vacation time. It's a vacation time. Now I deserve time off. That's the prep for Shabbos. But if a person was really meticulous and would make sure to work out, to arrange his week, that he would be able to learn a whole day of Shabbos, he wouldn't have any problems, so it would take him 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is. That's it. Wouldn't be a time. See, what does it mean? It says, Higia Islamo de Beis HaMerish. What does it mean, Higia Islamo de Beis HaMerish? It means free time. Now we have off. No more Beis HaMerish. Now the time to go, time to leave. We have to prepare for Shabbos. See? The way he did was, he simply, there was no Higia Islamo. It was just He had to take care of certain things. He took care of them quickly, and that was it. But it was never Yigiyei Islamo. Time to leave the base of Meretz. That concept, he never had the concept of vacation. That's what it means. The emotion of vacation was alien to him. That emotion was alien. It means that everybody generally takes off. It's a time to take off. You look forward to that time, Arab Shabbos. People look forward to preparing for Shabbos, believe it or not. The concept of vacationing from the base of Medrash did not exist there. Valuchos michta valutimu choros al aluchos. Choros al aluchos. What does it mean, choros al aluchos? So the Gemara says in Ovest Reb Nasan, al tikri choros el acheros. Freedom. She'ein loch mi shehu ben choron la'atzmo. Fantastic question. Shehu ben choron la'atzmo. Elamisha Osek Batara. Who is the only man that really is free? The one who is Osek Batara. That's the true free man. This free man is an inner free man. So the vacations that people look for is an attempt to get in a, to arrive at a certain internal state of freedom of mind through an external type of activity. That's really what vacation is. It always fails. It's impossible. But the real freedom is the real free person. The man who's always on vacation is the one that's involved in Talmud Torah. That's the man who's perpetual vacation, and that's the that's Rabbi Akiva. And that's why he never time never came to look for a vacation from the base of marriage. There's no such thing. That's ridiculous. That would mean slavery. You see. The gears of the rock that says that not just Erev the plain gears is not just is just Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippurim. That's all gears in the Gemara. But even if you have the rock's gears, it's still the same idea. It's still the same idea. It means in our if it's our Gemara, so then it's descriptive also. But if it's the rock's gears, it still means the same thing. It means that only that which was necessary preparation. But there never was a time that he felt that now's the time to leave the base of Meresh. That enjoyment of leaving the base of Meresh, he didn't have. The Gemara says, "Apostle, Yisum Mehar Hashem on the left Har Sinai." So it says, "Kitino Kabareach mi Beis HaSefer." That was the level of. That's why different things happened there. Because it was Kitino Kabareach mi Beis HaSefer. Happy to get out of there. It's nice accepting the Torah. Very nice. Now, Tina Kabarech and Beis HaSefer is really, that's the idea of vacation. It's the emotion of vacation. Where we explained around last time, Zohar Sayom HaZer, Shei Tzatzim Mitzrayim. So he says, Halach in the Kedusha Sayom. The Sipur, that Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is not just the Halach of a Mice of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, but it's Halach really in the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Tezvav. Right? And it constitutes the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Tezvav, just like saying Kiddush is an element in the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. It's Halach in the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. That would explain two things, by the way. It would explain why there are some that hold, the Chinuch says, that Nashim HaChayavos in Haggadah, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the question is, they all ask on the Chinuch, say, where did the Chinuch get this idea that that Nashim HaChayavos in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's a question really whether they are chayav. Actually, al pidin, when you do the sipur, you shouldn't pass it around to if you pass it around. Another way you do it, pass it around to different people, say different parts of that gutta. The question whether the woman says it really, she could be motzi you b'tara shemeya ka'ona on that gutta. Because the question is really whether she's chayav. It's not a clear cut thing. But if you say that it's a part of the kedusha sayom, so then it would explain why Nashim could be Chayavos, because Nashim are included in the Kedusha Yom. Mm-hmm. The Kedusha Yom of Yantav, that's they're included. The Chayav and Zohar, you see that Nashim are Chayav in Kiddush. Nashim are Chayav in Kiddush Dvar Torah. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Right? Because there's Mishi Yeshno be Shoma Yeshno be Zohar. Zohar Shoma. So yeah. So Nashim can be Motzi in Kiddush, because they're Chayavos. So if we should say, like the Rambam says, that this is just like it says Zohar Siyom HaShabbos, that it's a halach in the Kedusha Sayom, so then Nashim will be chayavos in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And another problem is, big question always is, why is there no bracha on the Haggadah? And a lot of people talk about it, Rishonim and Achronim, and there's really There really isn't a anyone that really gave an answer that was satisfactory. A lot of problems, all the answers they gave. But there should be a bracha on the anami sipritzis mitzrayim on agada. Why isn't there a bracha on agada? But if you say it's halacha and the kedusha sayom, so then it would explain why there's no bracha. Because that's right. Because there's no bracha on the kedusha sayom. It's just an expression of the kedusha sayom. So that's why there wouldn't be any bracha on sipritzis mitzrayim. There's no bracha. There's no lasa sayomtiv, lasa sayom pesach. There's no bracha on that. The kedusha sayom is something in amavarcha. It's an automatic thing. It's a kedusha sayom. Yes, bez is mekadesh, but there's no bracha on the kedusha sayom. The yisander shulchano yofe bekelim noim kefi kocha. That he should arrange his table with beautiful kelim. The yochin mekal moshavo, according to the way we understand the Rambam, and if the Rambam is right, it comes out that if a person is not misaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tezvav, he's lacking the kedusha sayom of Pesach. It's not just that he's missing a mitzvah; he's lacking the kedusha sayom of Pesach. So the definition of kriya is a verbal duplication of a given text. So therefore, even though you read it, even though you say it bal peh, it's still called kriya. That's why the shaila that they asked the Rambam, what happens if you find the psalm in the Sefer Torah? That's what the Rambam said. Rambam says that you don't have to worry about it. But it says even if you said the Torah about Peah on Shabbos you'd be Yetzer, still considered Kriya. Well, you see, the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah was in the base of Mikdash on the Bimo was Baal Peh, still considered Kriya Sefer Torah 100%. The definition of Kriya is duplication of a given text. So that's why the Donnie's right. The question that they raise, the objection that they raise on the answer, one answer that was given as to why you don't make a bracha on the Haggadah is, they want to say, because you don't make a bracha on a recital of Shevach, they want to say. On Divrei Shevach, you don't make a bracha. You see, like Brechas and Muslim, they say you don't make a bracha on. It's one of the Rishonim, I think, is this answer. So they ask a question, what do you do with Hallel? So Don is right. Hallel is not a kasha, because Hallel, you could say, is Kriya. It's Kriya. Kriya means when you say Hallel, you're duplicating a given text. That's the purpose of saying the Hallel. But the Brisker Rav says that there's two types of Hallel. One type is Kriya, where you're trying to duplicate a given text, like today's Hallel, or a Hallel that you say, Bitaras, you're actually saying Shevach Vaidor, but you're using the medium of these words to say Shevach Vaidor. You happen to use the same words that the Jews used when they went out of Mitzrayim. But you're saying actually Shevach, it's an actual Amiras Shevach Vaidor. It's a sharp chilek, the Brisker Rav's difference. Nice differentiation. So the Brisker Rav says that on Pesach night when you're saying Hallel, it's not the duplication of a text. But you're actually praising God. It's a Maisa Shevach Vaidor. That's what he said. According to him, it would come out that you wouldn't say a bracha on the night of Pesach. There are Rishonim that hold you to do it. You wouldn't say bracha on the night of Pesach because it's Shevach Vaidor. Shevach Vaidor is no bracha. The bracha is only on Kriyas Hallel. You have to check. It's in the Sefer, the Brisker Rav Sefer. But you could say this to answer the question that they ask on the those who answer that you never say a bracha on Mira Shevach Vaidor. So you could retain that answer. If you don't want to say because there's no shear, that's why you don't make a bracha on it. Of course, you could be yotze with a small amount of the sipur. You could say one sentence, it'll be yotze. What means the Far Mitz Rayim? And you'll be yotze the Nekar Din, the whole sipur. That means it's supposed to. Yeah, that's true. I mean, lo yotze chavaso. You're right. It doesn't mean that he wasn't. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a kima mitzvah, though. It means that he wasn't yotze b'shleimuso. He wasn't Yotze B'Shleimuso, but he still has a kiyum. Yeah, in other words, there's different levels. Well, Yotze D'Chavasa, if he didn't say Pesel Matzah Mar, he wasn't Yotze D'Chavasa really in terms of a total kiyum, a mitzvah. It's lacking. But it doesn't mean that he wasn't Yotze at all. He had a kiyum, a mitzvah. It's not B'Shleimuso. But at any rate, so some want to say, because since there's no shear to it, so that's why there's no bracha. So Avi mentioned, what about Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah also has no shear, and yet El Zvon Shalom Shear, right? And yet you do say every morning, you say Birchas HaTorah. So what do you say about that? Well, I think it's Rashba that gives that answer. Rashba gives that answer. Well, it's not a fixed, it's not a double masuyim, it's not a fixed entity. Now, the answer is like this. The answer is because Talmud Torah, in Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is lasav the divrei sar. The reason why there's no shear in Talmud Torah is a different reason. Because the mitzvah is lasav. That's the nature of the mitzvah, lasav. So there's no shear accidentally, because there can't be a shear. Because the nature of the mitzvah is to be involved in Torah. That's the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to learn a specific thing. It's to be involved in Torah. You should be involved all the time. So therefore, a shear is impossible. A shear is impossible. But over here, it's Sipur. And Sipur actually is, you should have a specific amount of Sipur. But there's no shear. There is no shear in the Sipur. So he says he don't make a bracha. But actually, one time we brought an argument in favor of saying that the mitzvah in Sipur is to be involved in Sipur also. Can we say that? Yeah. Well, it depends. If you say it that way, then of course, yeah. B'nai brak, yeah. That's right. Be involved. We'll see that one. Then it would be difficult. So it's interesting. So he says like this. So what is the halacha that he has to misader shulchano b'kelim noim with beautiful vessels? Why? Why? I mean, every yantar. Why isn't there any yantar? So apparently, there's a special kiyum on Pesach of Cheirus to use the most beautiful kelim that you have. That's the halacha. So now the question is, so why do I have to prepare before Pesach? Because the halacha of kavod, it's a halacha of kavod yantar. Now you see that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in the process of kavod yantar. Because you see that before yantar, you have to prepare those kelim which are part of the kiyum of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see one thing, you see that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a part of Kedushas Hayom. Otherwise, if it wasn't part of the Kedushas Hayom, so why must I do it beforehand? It comes out that the Kavod Yantif on Pesach is Kavod Yantif is one of those things that are part of Kedushas Hayom. Since Sipur is part of Kedushas Hayom, so the Kavod Yantif includes the nice Kalim, which are an expression of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I will stop it. Here we're doing the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim with regard to Ein Bir Chametz Aleph Sreifa, and it's a machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and David Beis on Beis and Pesach. As to point to Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Sreifa is before Zman Yisuro, the Dafka Rashi holds, and if it's Zman Yisuro, there's no Sreifa, as Hashbasos B'chol Davar. Or according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's exactly the opposite. Hashbasos B'chol Davar is before. I mean, I suppose it was before, right? And Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is afterwards. So, the Machlokes is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Bir Chometz stems from the Isra HaNoah in the Chometz. The Isra HaNoah is Machayev and Sreifa. So, that's just like all the other cases where the Isra is Machayev and Sreifa. Where the Isra is Machayev and Sreifa. But according to Rashi, so it's Allah and the Chafzah and the Davar Nesar and the Isra HaNoah, which is the separate mitzvah Sreifah and the Isra HaNoah to Lion HaChafetz. But according to Rashi, there is no Lachas Manasur. On the contrary, Lachas Manasur, there is no Allah of Sreifah. So what is it? What's the mitzvah according to him? How does it work? And why should it be on the Sreifah? So the answer is, according to Rashi, there's a separate institution of Bir Chometz. What's the institution of Bir Chometz? To make sure to prevent you from being over by the Rov by the Matzah. That's the nature of the institution. And this was set up by the Torah as a mitzvah society. Now, the only machlokes between the Yehuda and the Chachamim would be whether there's a special tzuras on mitzvah, whether there's a special tzuras on mitzvah, or that the mitzvah is to do anything that prevents being over by the Rov by the Matzah. If the mitzvah is to do anything which prevents by Rabbi Yamatei, so then it will be Ashbasas B'chol Dava. But if the Torah set up not just a new institution to prevent being of by Rabbi Yamatei, but this new institution has a special source of mitzvah, then it will have to be Sreifa. Then it will have to be Sreifa. And that's what, because Sreifa is the only, if it has a source of mitzvah, the only proper source of mitzvah of Yudah Hall would be Sreifa. So that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham according to Rashi.
What's the
machlokes? Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different machlokes. As to why Yechayev and Sreifa, whether you chayev in Shreifa, or whether you chayev in whether it's Hashbachos B'chaldara. Ordinarily in the Torah, it is the halacha is the gavra has to keep away from the Yisra. Now, if it's chazal, you keep away, that's your problem. But by Yisuri Hanoah, things that are in, that us are in enjoyment altogether, it's not just enough. The Torah didn't leave it in a situation where you should, you can keep away from the gavra. But the Torah said that you have to make sure, there's a separate, you have to make sure that the chefzer should be prevented from functioning as a davarasa. Should be prevented from functioning as davarasa. So, therefore, when the Torah says sreifa, if the Torah says sreifa, so the mitzvah sreifa isn't a new mitzvah. The mitzvah sreifa is, stems from the name, from the Yisra Hanoah, to prevent the Yisra Hanoah from functioning as a davarasa. So that's why you must say kol nisrafa nafan mutter. Because that's why you have sreifa. That's the very nature of the institution. But if it was, but if it required kvura, so then it's always us. Now it doesn't mean that the, now why is the Afron, why is Afron mutter or us mutter by nisrafin and us by nikbarin? Why is it so? It's not a question of whether the afer, the ashes are really part of the definition of the thing. Definitely ashes are not the thing anymore. Once you burn the thing, the ashes are the new, is a totally new thing. It's a totally new entity. But the only question, what's the question? The question is this considered Yisra Hanoah? In other words, does Hanoah mean gaining benefit from the object itself, or gaining benefit from a derivative of the object, something which is directly resulting from the object through the process of Sreifa? So there you have two separate categories. Some things the Torah asked only the object itself, and some things the Torah asked even a derivative, a substantial derivative of the object. So if a substantial derivative of the object is usher, is still considered, the Torah still considers you being an ana from it, so then even though it's a sreifa, it wouldn't help you on it. Right? So that's the difference. Well, that's why when anything is nisrafen, so the ashes are mutter, and if it's nikbar, it's supposed to be buried, so it won't be mutter. Because you'll still be considered a nana, since you gain benefit from the substantial object, substance that came from the object. Now we can understand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether ain bir chametz elos reifa. The halacha ain bir chametz elos reifa. So what's the question? The question is like this. The question is, what type of Yisra Hanoah is chametz? Is chametz an Yisra Hanoah which I can't be nana from the chefts of the object itself? That's the Yisra. So then I'd have to say that it will be chayv and sreifa. Because by Yisuri, I know the mitzvah is not just not to be the gavra shouldn't be an ana, but you have to detoxify the object, you have to remove the object from the, prevent the object from functioning as an israno. You see, prevent the object from functioning as an israno. So therefore, if chametz, the nature of the israno of chametz is that the chetz is aser, so then I have to do sreifa. But if the nature of the Yisra Chometz is not that the Chatz is Asa, but any, it's always Asa. It's always Asa. So even any type of benefit is Asa from Chometz. So then there couldn't possibly be a mitzvah of Sreifa. Then it would have to be simply like Vura, like Nigbarim. So how do you do Nigbarim by Chometz? Hashbas Asa b'chol davar. That's called Nigbarim.
So the Rabbi would say, if you burn Chometz, you won't get any.
That's right. So according to the Chacham, if you burn the Machlokes would be, if you would burn Chometz, would the ashes be Asa b'hanah? That would be the Machlokes.
Right.
He says, the Torah says in Tuf Meme, Avalehonos v'afro, to gain benefit from the ashes. Acha shesu afro, if they burn it, zeh toli b'plukta d'rabbi rabbanah. The Rabbi Yehuda shuga sreifa is mutter. Point of view is mutter. Why the kaimalon call us rough and afra mutter? Rabban and aser. The call an igbarin afra and aser. Okay? Now the question will be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the chametz, let's say for instance, you're burning chametz, you find chametz on Pesach, and you're burning it in the oven.
Right.
And you have, and you throw it into the fire, and meantime you have something cooking on top of the fire. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be mutter, according to Chum, it will be aser. That's why the Rambam says stam, that if you cook with it, it's aser. Because the Rambam passes like the Chum. That's the whole machlokes.
That's the machlokes. However,
But according, if we pass on, we really hold most sheep to soul that we pass on like the Chachamim. So therefore, there's no.
In Rashi.
Now, what would it be? What would be according to Rashi on Pesach if you burn chametz and you use it? It would also be usher. Because according to Rashi, there's no dinner sreif bokeh. According to Rashi, sreif is a separate halacha erev Pesach in beer, but it's a special source of mitzvah of how to be mevayeh the chametz. There's one problem, however, because if the halacha, according to Chachamim, Chachamim say af mefarli amazal ruach, which means that their mode of sreif is good enough. Then you have this question. That it shouldn't be good enough because the Eifah, since the Eifah is also by Noah, so it should require Kvura. Right? So the answer is that's the very machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and between the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha of Sreifa stems from the general halacha that you must detoxify and you must prevent the object from functioning. According, the question, in other words, like this. According to the Chachamim, it's not that the Chachamim hold that this is considered Nigbarim. They have to mefal the Amazal Ruach as a Kiyum of Kvura. Because if it was a Kiyum of Kvura, then the Sreifa wouldn't be good. You see? But the Chachamim simply hold that in this case there is no halacha, the Torah didn't require me to detoxify the object. There is no halacha by Chametz of detoxification of the object, to render the object useless as a davar asa. There's no halacha like that by Chametz. So therefore, what do I have to do? The only thing I have to do is to prevent Bali Ra Bali Matzeh. So that's what I say, Af Mefar Aliyam is over Ra. And Bali Ra Bali Matzeh can't be over once it's burnt. Why? Because the Yesh definitely is not the Chafter.
The Yesh is
not the Chafter. Right. And the Father Yam Zohar Ruch is also
the Yesh.
That's why it works out very nicely. That's why the whole sugya, the sugya in the Chazayin of the Beis, the Chazayin of the Beis, is very good. The sugya is, do I learn out from the Yesh or don't I learn out from the Yesh? The question is whether by Chometz the Torah created. There's a halacha that you must not just on the gavra, but you must take the chefta and prevent it from functioning as a davar aser. Does that halacha you find by Noser, you find by different Yisur Ano? The question is, does that halacha exist by Chometz or by Chometz? No, by Chometz it remains on the gavra. The gavra can't be a by your the gavra can't be a man. If it remains on the gavra, so then it's af mefar liyam v'zor l'ruach. But if it's halacha in the chefta, that the chefta demands, like in certain Yisur Ano, the chefta demands that you must obliterate the chefta, render it useless from functioning as a dover aser, so then you'll have to have sreifa. That's the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. What's the nature of the Yisur Ano of chometz? Is the nature of the Yisur Ano of chometz remain on the gavra, or no? This Yisur Ano of chometz is halacha in the chefta. The chefta demands that you must detoxify it. You must render it useless as a davar asa. Just like other Yisur Ano we see. That the Torah didn't stop by saying that you can't use it. But the Torah said you must make sure that the object is unusable as a davar asa. But if you'll burn the chametz, can you use the ashes? No. Because according to the Chachamim, you can, because once the Isser Hanoah generated an Isser of detoxifying the object, you see, so then it's detoxified. But if it didn't, it just remained an Isser on the Gavra. But the chametz per se, as a chefzu, was never treated. There's no treatment for the chametz. There's no machayev. There's no treatment. So then you're still considered an nana, because you were nana directly from a substance that was created by the chametz. Exactly. If you have ashes of chametz in your house and you burn and you heat up an oven and you bake cake, so you will not be able to buy rabbi yamasei, but you'll be able to be nana from chametz. You won't be a bar rabbi, but it's not the chef, it means that you are considered related to the object as an object of enjoyment. So this is a direct relationship, because the Eifer is directly resultant from the thing. It's considered you are an Eifer from the Chametz.
It comes out you're a nana from the chametz. You could be a nana from chametz, even though the chametz is gone. See? The chametz leaves a trail.
The chametz is gone.
And you can be related back to the original chametz through, that's it, related to the chametz through something that exists now. That's how it works out. Very nice. According to Rashi, so when you do shreifa, erev yontif, so it's not the shreifa of Yisur HaNoah. It's a different kind of shreifa. It's a shreifa which from the source of mitzvah of beer chametz. So therefore, it has no reflection whatsoever with regard to the chesed itself being mutter after this race. Right? So therefore, according to Rashi, it's afanasar. Even though it's race was afanasar, you're not allowed to use the eifah from chametz on Pesach. And there's no halacha to bury it because there's no halacha. The surah no chametz is not machayev in rendering the object functionless as a davaros, because Rashi holds that Ephes Mani Surah is basas b'chalava. The issue.
Turn over to side B for more concepts in Pesach.
Issur of bali roh bali yimotzer, the one of Avraham, is different. The halacha of having it in your rishus, a different concept of rishus than the concept of rishus in general. But generally speaking, like by Avodah Zorah and Eretz Yisrael, so you can't have the Avodah Zorah in your Rishus. So it's halacha in your kinyan. Can't be tachas yodcha. Your kinyan means that which you have bilas on. Essentially, cannot be in a mukam which you have bilas on. But over here, it's not halacha that the chametz can't be in a mukam in which you have bilas. The halacha is not essentially related to your Rishus. The halacha is, it shouldn't be available to you. Rishus is an expression of availability. So if that's the case, so then tzchiris is just as bad as ownership. It's not a lacha that can't be in your possession. A lacha that can't be available to you. Rishus is just a degree of the embodiment of what availability is. It's the definition part of availability. It's not rishus per se that's us. It's availability that's us. And rishus makes thing available. So since that's the case, tzchiris is the same thing as balance. Question is that somebody went away for Yontif and he lent his house to somebody else. And the person that's kind of moving into the house for Yontif knows that the original person does not have any concept of what the bedikah is supposed to be like and didn't do a good bedikah. So of course, if he wants to be nice about it, he can do a bedikah either way, either for himself or for the other guy. But this guy is not such a nice guy. He wants to know how luckily is he chayav in bedikah or not. That's the question. Right, according to this, it will come out that you are chayav. Why? There's two problems with the bedikah. One problem with bedikah is, would you be ever bali roh bali matzah? If you're not mevatel. That's one problem. The second problem in bedikah is like this. Even if you wouldn't be ever bali roh bali matzah, the question is shema yavo l'ochla? Shema yavo l'ochla? Because the halacha is chemtza shel nachri oslo mechitza asar tfachem mishum heker, right? Next one, Amar v'Amar Rav, amotzei chametz bebeiso beyond the tefil of asakli. You have to cover it over. Hashem yevlocha. Amar Ravim shel hekdish min tzarch. My time in mivdu bedili minay. Amar v'Amar Rav, chemtza shel nachri oslo mechitza asar tfachem mishum heker. My time. Okay, now the question we have to ask is like this. Actually, it'll depend upon, it'll be a machlekes or a shayna. You see? My question, like, let's say, for instance, I'm going into a house, and let's say, for instance, I'm not chayav in bedikah. Let's say we'd say that she'ela is not chayav in bedikah, even though from this gemara it would appear that she'ela would be chayav in bedikah. Because the gemara says, whatever's tachas yada. Now, if somebody gives you his house, says, here, take it. You know, it's like yichad lo makom. So since you be chayev over here, it depends upon the bilus of tashmish. So apparently you should say that even sheila should be chayev. So halacha is not brought down like this because the Rambam doesn't paskin that you need yichavah. The Rambam paskins that chemtzo shel atom bershus yisrael, you're not over. You see altogether. So you don't need yichavah makom altogether. But from the Gemara of yichavah makom, one thing you see, that the definition of bias of rishus is not really like the ordinary definition. It has nothing to do with the Chal Hashem Kinyan, nothing to do with Kinyana. It's a look of the place that's available to you, that's accessible to you. So since it depends upon usability, if you borrow a place, it would seem to be the same thing. Now the question is by Bedikas. So that takes care of Rabbi Matzah. Okay? But now there's another question. Question is like this. What is the halacha of Bedikas? Is the halacha is that there's an issa, why do they make Bedikas, the Gemara says? Right. So the question is why do you do Bedikas? That's the question. So there's two possible answers. One possible answer is because of you shouldn't be able to buy Rabbi Matzah. Right? That's one answer. The other answer is Taisa's answer. Taisa's answer is that the Chachamim were Mechayev Yom B'dikas Shlo Yovo L'Ochlo. Alright? But what comes out? We went to a different point of Taisa's. What comes out from the Taisa's? What's the difference? Practically speaking, what would be the difference between Rashi's Halacha in B'dikas, that is because of Bali Rav, Bali Matzai, the way the Ran explains it actually, after the Ran. Let's tell you, they know the answer to Taisa's Kasha, because Taisa's Kasha, you did Biddle, so what do you have to have Bedikah for? So the answer is the Chachamim enforced Bedikah. They enforced Bali Rav, Bali Matzai. The difference would be...
Practically.
The difference would be, let's say, for instance, by She'ela. If I would say that She'ela is not Chayav, if I would say, even though from the Gemara it seems She'ela is Chayav, but if I would say that She'ela is not Chayav, so... it's not chayav because of let's take it theoretically first. No, let's take it theoretically. Theoretically, the difference is like this: when I do bedika, what am I doing? Am I trying to find food because I might come to eat the food? The result might be that I might come to eat the food, or is it enforcing the halacha of removing the chametz, the beer chametz? I shouldn't be able to buy rabbi matzah. The difference would be if, for instance, I say that sheli not chayav. What's it say sheli not chayav because of rishos? By rabbi matzah. If you're going to say bedik is because you're supposed to make sure that the halacha shalayav alachla, it's the same halacha, in other words, as putting up a mechitza in order to prevent me from eating the chametz. It would be the same exact halacha. So not only do I have to put, if I have chametz, you do it, do I have to put up a mechitza, but I have to search around to make sure that I don't have any chametz. Because Shem Yav Lachla, that's what Taish says. According to Taish, the halacha of Bedika really is an extension of the halacha of putting up a mechitza by chametz yedua. Chametz yedua, you must put up a mechitza, and any you do, you have to go search around, make sure it's not there. But according to Rashi, it's really two separate halachas. The halacha of searching around for the chametz has nothing to do with Shema Yevalacha. It's just the chacham enforced by the rabbi Yimatzai. And only by chametz yedua you mechuyev to set up a mechitza. So according to Rashi, if I would say that Shela is pater, according to Rashi, you'd be pater. But if you're going to say it like Pesvis, it's halacha that Shema Yevalacha. So the halacha is to make sure and Pesach that you can't be in a situation where it's Yavala Achlo has nothing to do then with the nature of the Rishos. So therefore, with regard to the situation, if somebody borrows a person, another person's house, so you should do Bedika to be Yetze Tasushit. Even if the Baal Bas should say he's makbid that you shouldn't eat anything you find, it wouldn't work. Why? You can't say it. Even if the Baal Abaya says that he's makbid, that wouldn't help, because what are you afraid? You're afraid of Gezel. But the Yisrael comes to pass is worse than Gezel when you see that we're afraid you're still going to eat it. According to Taisvitz. That is a separate law. If the Baal HaBayis is standing in front of you, then you don't have to worry. Like the Gemara says, if a guy brings in chametz on Pesach into your house, and he's there, and he sits there with it, then you don't have to worry, because then he won't go to eat it, because he's right on top of you. But if he's not around, you see it doesn't help. If I go to a motel on Pesach, so I have in mind, I don't want to be counted as any chametz that I'm going to be left, that might be left in that room. because metatlin shein l'nachrayis is niknin nachas shein l'nachrayis is niknin nachas sheish l'nachrayis. I'll be kona agav kotzer once I rented the place, so I have mine not to be kona. Now the question is, do I have to do bedikah there? Then you'd have to point to both, because it's definitely your rishus. And therefore, with the halacha, he didn't do bedikah before he entered, you have to do bedikah after he entered. So you'd be chayef, you'd definitely be chayef to bedikah, according to both. I mean, from the Gemara, it seems that you don't have to have a real sphere. You don't have to have an official sphere. Rashi and Shein Matzi Biyadecha, Sharei Osa Zavius Mesura Lenachri. See, why is Rashi say Sharei Osa Zavius Mesura Lenachri? It would seem to indicate from Lashon and Rashi you don't really need real sphirus. The Gemara asks when they have real sphirus, can you? The Gemara says it's a real king in sphirus. The Gemara's maskani, you don't need real sphirus. Sharei Osa Zavius Mesura Lenachri is Mesura. And from Rashi it would seem clear that if it's Moser to you, even Sheilah, you would be Chayiv in the Diga. Now the question is like this. Let's say, for instance, you're right. I'm a guest in somebody's house. That's the question. So there, you can't speak in terms of there's no yichud rishus. So you can't speak in terms of my rishus. You can't speak in terms of me having an individual rishus over here. Right? So if you say like Taisus, you'll definitely be chayim. Hashem Yavalachol, you'll be chayim to be bodek, even though it's not your house.
Well, that's
according to Rashi, in the room that you're, that's miyuchat for you, you definitely would have to do it. The rest of the house, mistar is not, because it's not moser to you. So you can't speak of a rishus. You can't speak of any type of rishus over here, because it's not moser to you. But according to Taisus, you'd be chayim. Well, the original shavu was, the question is, if two Yisraelim or Yisrael and a guy are sharing the room, and the guy certainly doesn't keep Hilchais Pesach, or what if Yisrael doesn't keep Hilchais Pesach? He will not be Bodek, he's going to leave Chometz hanging around all the time in the Rishos. So it's a problem. You have Chometz Yedua. So on the Rishos itself, if the guy's going to be, or if the guy's not going to be there at all, so then you only have to deal with the problem of the Yechayev and Bedikah now. So according to Taisvis, you definitely be Chayev and Bedikah, because Shem Yevalachlo. According to Rashi, you also would be Chayev and Bedikah. So since you have the Makom B'Shutfis, so you have to do Bedikah on your Chelech. You're part of the Makom. You'd have to Bedikah. On your part. The question is, you have a Makom B'Shutfis, and you find chametz, and my chametz is in the my rishus and shifus. You would be other. Makes sense to say you would be other. Okay. Now what about the other guy's chametz? So we paskin the other guy's chametz the other guy. You're not over. So you would have to do. So you would. That's right. That's according to Gemara. You have to be nachal makam. But we paskin the chametz show akum b'shus Yisrael doesn't matter. Like the Rambam. So you don't need yichud makam. So therefore, you wouldn't be over because of what? Because Bar Yerlamatzah with his chametz. The only thing is your chametz, you would be over. So you have to do bedikah in order to make sure that you don't have any chametz in that rishus, right? Okay, so you would have to do bedikah on that in the place. There's no question about that. Now, and that's according to Rashi, you definitely would have to do bedikah. Now the problem is according to Taisus. It would seem, according to Taisvis, it's impossible, because the whole bedik is to render, create a bias baduk. What is a bias baduk according to Taisvis? A bias that's impossible, that it's impossible to eat. See, the definition of bias baduk changes according to Rashi and according to Taisvis. According to Rashi, bias baduk means a bias shein over and bar mishum bali ro bali matzah. According to Taisvis, it's bias shein yecholim lov ol edei yisra achilas chametz. Two different definitions. So if I'm sharing a room with a guy, and this guy brings chametz in there, and I can't take away his chametz, so what kind of bias bothered? You have no bias bothered. Yeah, according to Taisvis, mechitzas will be good, because mechitzas will be a keman bias bothered.
And then you do.
Now, the question is, according to Taisvis, will be chayev and bedikah, because Hashem ayyavu achlo, but he can't do bedikah. So, question is, could he live there? So here you'd have the suffix in reverse, that according to the text of the Kamar, he's pata from the Dika. I mean, it's impossible, it's honest, you can't do it. According to Rashi, he'd be chayav. The question is, could he stay there? That's the question. Could he stay there? According to Rashi, there's no question that he could stay there as long as the guy doesn't bring in any chametz yedua into the place. According to Rashi, as long as the guy doesn't bring in any chametz, he could stay there. Right? But let's say he brings in chametz yedua, because the guy is there on Pesach and he brings in the chametz that's constantly there. So he's mechuyev to be created to create a situation where it's inaccessible by setting up a mechitz, and he can't do it. So the question is he allowed to stay there? I would say it's mutter. Mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's no halacha. It's not an isser on the gaffer that he's not allowed to be there. He is separate. It's a halacha on the makom. It's an extension of Bali Rav Bali Matzei, which means that you have to render your makom a one in which you cannot be over the Isra of Achilas Chametz. Now, if it's impossible to render it, so it's simply impossible. But there's no Isra to be in such a place. The Isra isn't on the Gavra. There's no Isra Gavra over here. It's an iser to the it's a loch in the chafta shel makom. It's an iser chafta. It's a loch that the you're not allowed to have your chafta shel makom be one which permits you to be open by your own by your makom. But over here it's impossible because the guy is shares. So therefore you can't possibly put a mechita up, right? So now you're going to tell me that I'm also to walk into the place. There's no issue like that. There's no issue on the Gavra to walk into the place. The right you have is because it's conceptually it's an extension of Bar Yerah Bar Yemotah. It should make sense. It should be a conceptual extension of Bar Yerah Bar Yemotah. It's an extension of Bar Yerah Bar Yemotah. Even according to Tesis, as Shema Yavah La'achlo, it's a lach of bias bodup. It's an extension. It's a lach in the makom. It's a lach in your makom. There are no Isuri Gavra on Pesach of Shem Yavol. There's no Isuri Gavra. We can't say it's us to live there. The question was raised, if that's the case, then what we said before with regard to Tesis, if you're visiting somebody's house, that we said you'd be chayav according to Tesis because of Shem Yavol Achla. But now that we're saying it's Halacha and Makom, so it could be Tesis would agree with Rashi. They say no. Why? Because the makom that you chayav to bode would be different according to Rashi than according to Tesis. According to Rashi, it's halacha bali rabba yamatzei. So the Torah has a fixed definition of what is considered accessible to you. And since I'm only a guest, it doesn't fall under the definition of accessible. Because it's not a kinyan shalom, it's not a kinyan schiris. Nothing. See? But according to Tesis, the definition of the makom is a makom in which you will be, where it's capable, you should be yavol achla. See? So it's not defined in terms of the objective kingdom yet. It's a different type. It's practical availability. Any place which carries, which is practical, which has practical availability. So if you're a guest, let's say you go to your parents' house, and now there's practical availability. So then this isn't such a makom. You'd be chayav. Now the question of sfeikus. So if you go to somebody's house, so you could say it's a machlokes Rashi and Tesis after the Rabbanu Lakula, so you don't have to be bitten. But if the case that we gave before was a guy, so you'll tell me that according to Tesis you wouldn't have to be bitten because you can't make it a bias butter. But according to Rashi, we are sharing. According to Rashi, you'll be chayev. There I wouldn't say so quickly. I wouldn't say so after the Rabbanu Lakula. Why? Because according to Rashi, it's not just the Drabanan. It's the Derais, actually. Now, Chachamim simply suspended, Bittul, and they told you to use Bedika. Once they suspend Bittul, now they're machayev you in beer, they're enforcing a beer Derais. So the Shema Suffolk is a Shema Suffolk Derais, actually. So, that's the halacha. If you're machayev to make your reshus, a makom that you cannot, the Kohen Kadosh says that you cannot be bor ve'achila. But there's no issue to walk into a place that you might be bor ve'achila.
We had a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that in Pesachim he says that Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav. So the Rambam says that Asacham Lacha Matzah Bera Pesach that she Heker Lacha Lacha Bera. That's one Lacha. That should be Nicker. Alright. Then the Rambam says Asacham Lacha Erev HaPesach Mikodem Echa Kamat that she Kanes Lacha Lacha Matzah B'tayva. Right? Aval ochel hu ma'at peres ashoi rakos v'lo yimale kreis in the hand. You shouldn't eat a lot of peres. V'chomer or shenim ar ha'yimar even asman ar ha'pesach k'dei lecho matzah v'tayva v'yiyu mitzvos chavivas olav. Aval b'shor arve shabasos o arve yam tovim ochel v'hol l'chat shetechshach. The clear implication is that a person can eat the whole Erev Shabbos and whole Erev Yantif. No reason to eat as much as you want. Right? Okay. That's another issue. That's the same Rambam though. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed, the Rambam says a little differently. Aslik vasuda mishta bar Shabbos, and they cover the Shabbos. That's a whole day. Umutu lecha v'lishta sach techsha. Just like this here. Vafikim, you cover the Shabbos, she yimna adam and a minchol amayla and a tvoa suda, k'day she kanish with Shabbos k'shum as ava lecha. So here it says he can't be yachol v'yachol 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 Erev Shabbos. Right? But nevertheless, he only answers, and he says, "Kadesh Shikros Shabbos Shishum Savalacho." Yet he only answers a suda, but he doesn't answer peros. You can eat as much peros as you want. Whereas Erev Pesach, you can't eat as much peros as you want. Right? It's a clear distinction. So he said, "What's the difference?" So he said, "The difference is like this: that with regard to Erev Pesach, with regard to Arve Pesachim, the halacha is that he has to eat the matzah b'taiva." Is an actual lacha that the ma'isa achila erev on Pesach at night must be b'taiva. So therefore, you can't eat peros, right? But by Shabbos, there are two halachas in covered Shabbos. One halacha can't be kaveh mishta erev Shabbos because the whole day of erev Shabbos is designated as covered Shabbos, designated for only one purpose, that should serve as a function preparatory day for Shabbos. It's a chal Hashem erev Shabbos. So therefore, you can't have a suda to mishta erev Shabbos.
In essence, is its proximity to Shabbos.
Exactly, right. However, he says, "Mutu lecha v'lishtos hashetechsha." You can eat all the peres you want, but afal pikein you cover the Shabbos. You know the minchah ma'ariv and tov suda. Today she kanish l'Shabbos k'shum misavalecho. So we ask the question: if you're going to say peres prevent you from being misavalecho, so Erev Shabbos also you shouldn't be able to eat peres. How come you're allowed to eat as much peres as you want Erev Shabbos, right? So the answer is that on Erev Shabbos it's halachah and kavod Shabbos. Now, Kavod Shabbos is, if I eat a suda, it's not a lacha that you must actually eat on Shabbos, but taiva. That's not a lacha. That's only the matzah you should eat. You should eat matzah, but taiva. But the lacha is, you should demonstrate a kavod for suda Shabbos. The lacha in a demonstration. You should demonstrate a kavod for suda Shabbos. How do you demonstrate a kavod for suda Shabbos? By not doing a maisa achila kavua on Erev Shabbos. In order to demonstrate that you're trying to prepare the Tzudah Shabbos should be Nechal B'Taiva. But it's halacha in demonstration. So if it's halacha in demonstration, so then it's only Suda. Abstaining from a Suda is a demonstration. Or eating a Suda would be a contrary demonstration. But abstaining from Achilas Peros is not a demonstration because Achilas Peros is not Achilas Chashuva. So on Erev Shabbos is not halacha you have to really eat B'Taiva, Tzudah Shabbos B'Taiva. Halacha you have to demonstrate that you're going to eat Sudas Shabbos B'taiva. That's the halacha. But it's not halacha that you actually require the element of taiva in Sudas Shabbos. You see? It's just a demonstration that you consider Sudas Shabbos important so that I make sure I don't interfere with the Sudas Shabbos by abstaining from achila before. Now, abstention from achila can only be achila kavua. Abstention from achila's peres is not a demonstration. But by the case of Pesach, it's not a demonstration of kavod. It's halacha that you must actually eat matzah b'taiva. Today she ate mitzvahs chavivas alav. See, in Shabbos it's not halacha mitzvahs chavivas alav that I have to love Suda Shabbos. Because Suda Shabbos is not a chafchil mitzvah per se. Just halacha in the general idea of covered Shabbos. So if you eat Suda Shabbos b'taiva, you don't eat the title, same thing. As long as you have a Suda in Shabbos, covered Shabbos. But still in all, you should demonstrate that you consider Suda Shabbos choshev and you abstain from any achila that would interfere with the that if you eat before, it looks like you don't consider for the Shulah Shabbos important. You see? So if it's a demonstration, is only good in terms of the of Suda. But eating Paris is not a demonstration because it's not a Chila Chashuva. Okay?
Yeah.
That was the first point. What was the next point? Next point was with regard to subjective also, because the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim would fast. Rosh Hashanah was an instance, he'd fast all Erev Pesach. So you see that it's a subjective halacha. That's what the Rambam says generally. Why does Rambam say you shouldn't eat a lot? The Gemara says some people did eat a lot, some people drank a lot of wine. So the answer is because it's a subjective thing. You see from the Gemara it's a subjective thing. The Rambam says generally speaking, if you eat a lot of pears, it won't be hungry. Okay. Now, what was the next point we said? What? Beina kosalolo. What? Beina kosalolo. It says, "Imrotsa lishtas yishta, beishlish levi lo yishta." Right? So if the person wants to have an additional kos between the first and the second, he can. But between
he can't.
First and second, he can't. Third and fourth, he can't. It can be marble with the kos is between the first and the second, not between the third and the fourth.
Second
and
third also, he can't.
Second, third is a suitor. He can have as much as one. Okay? But third and fourth, he can't. So one reason is because he's ma'abalakosos. It looks like he's ma'abalakosos. So the question is, why does it look like he's ma'abalakosos if you first and second? So the Gemara says, because between the first and the second, it's nigrigar. It makes you more hungry. Drinking more wine makes you more hungry.
Before
the matzah. So it makes you more hungry for the matzah. So it doesn't look like it's ma'abalakosos. Yeah, but the question is, I mean, why should I assume that it's really because of that? Is it looks like ma'abalakosos, it should look like ma'abalakosos automatically. Yeah, what's the difference? You're going to say, yeah, there's some reason because of the matzah. Doesn't seem rational, but says it's not. Right? So we said the pshat like this, that really, since the halacha is, you see, the whole halacha really is, it's all one, it all comes under one halacha, all the kosos, and the suda, and the matzah, and it all comes under one halacha, really. The halacha is, of the demonstration of cheres. Okay? Even achilas matzah is a demonstration of cheres, because see, need a seva for matzah. So the thing is like this, that the first two cases really serve two functions. One function they serve is because of the fact that they, that it's dalakosos, demonstration of gula. But another thing is they serve the function of migrigar, that their preparation for the suda, for the matzah. To make a person more hungry for the matzah. So that's why, if a person is a kos, it's not mukach that he's eating a kos. Because I could say he's extending the first kosos in terms of migrigar. Because they also have a function of migrigar, first kosos. In other words, the first kosos have two functions. Since matzah l'teyavon is a kiyum in the mitzvah of the demonstration of cheros,
drinking wine is going to want to eat matzah?
So the drinking of the wine makes you more hungry, the Gemara says. Migrigar, the Gemara says.
Is that so?
What? That's what the Gemara says. You can't argue that. It's a fact. That's one reason. That's one reason. Drank wine all day, the Gemara says. One Amar is the Gemara says. Rav Avashas Echamer Kuli Maila Yoma de Pesfa. Hecha de Nigre Le Libe. Genecha Masa Tvei Le Orta. See? You see that the chamra makes you want to. I mean, it doesn't work by everybody, right? But the Gemara says it's generally speaking worse. Right? So therefore, bein rishon l'sheni, it's a kiyum in migrigar. So therefore, since the first case is function, insofar as achilas have a kiyum also of achilas matzah, so therefore I could say he's extending this to the kiyum of the first cases. Not that he's trying to be meisif on the minyan cases, but he's having kiyum also. Both. So they have both. But since there's two aspects in the first cases, so if the man adds something in between, I could say he's adding to that one of those two aspects. You see? But afterwards, there's no kin like that, so therefore you must say, he must look up. There's one shot. That's one shot. The Rif gives another shot. The Rif brings down the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that, and the Rav also brings down. Yishalmi gives a different shot. Yishalmi says, Mama the Shusle Ishtaka. See? So the Yishalmi asks, Vama Shukuru, he's ready for Shukuru. Why? Because he already had wine before the crisis, and he had wine in the middle of the meal. So the Gemara says, Ma ben yayin shebesocha mazin lim yayin shelacha mazin, yayin shelacha mazin meshaker. Yayin shebesocha mazin lim meshaker. So the Gemara says that wine in the middle of the meal is not meshaker, but after the meal will be meshaker. And if it will be meshaker after the meal, so he won't be able to say, howl properly. So in the first case, he drink after breakfast and muslin is considered wine and still besach hasuda. But once you add wine after that, then it'll be meshaker. Therefore, the man made an issur on doing it. So the question we asked was, in general, the halach of shikras. Now you see that there's different categories of shikras. Because for instance, shikr is obviously foul. Right? Now let's dive into it. What's the difference of shikr over there? He drank a ravine, it's not against foul. But breakfast and muslin, time is no problem. There's no halach, he can't make breakfast and muslin. After you drink, otherwise we'd know everything drank by all of us. He wouldn't be able to make breakfast and muslin at all. So you see that on Purim, you can make a breakfast and muslin even after you drink. And then the Suda, right? But there's a special, you see there's another category for halal.
Even if you're drunk.
Even if you're drunk. But for halal, you see there's an issur to say halal when you're drunk. However, a little bit drunk you're allowed to. What exactly is the, what are the categories here? I mean, you know, it's fine. I mean, if you're a little bit drunk, you can't dop.
Does he say
halal? Breakfast and muslin is mutter. If you're very drunk, so then you can't say halal, even though breakfast and muslin is mutter. And what is the right? Shevach or Shira? Yeah, right. So halal is definitely Shira. It's Shira.
Halal
is Shira, right. So apparently by Shira, if you're really drunk, you can't. But a little bit drunk, you still can say Shira. Because you see everybody's a little drunk, gets to the Seder, he washes, he's in the sugar, right? So it's like I said, there's two definitions of Shira. One definition of Shira is a condition. A man has lost a certain state of mind of sobriety. If you lose that state of sobriety, you can't be Omer L'fnei Hashem. Then you can't daven anymore. Birchas HaMazon is not Omer L'fnei Hashem. It's fine. Halal is not Omer L'fnei Hashem. It's fine. But if the person, when a person drinks more, it's not just that he lost a certain mental condition. What happens to the person is, he's defined as a shikr. He's defined as a meshikr. The gavra's status has changed. The gavra's considered a shikr. If the gavra's considered a shikr, then he can't say halal. Because it's not a shevach hador chadash baruch hu, a person's shikr, that's present. That excludes him from the category of being a gavra for halal. Can't be a man of shikr, it's not halal anymore. But if he's missing a certain condition, so he's not ready to go under the Hashem. But gavra for halal is, doesn't remove him from gavra halal. That's why the Yerushalmi says that if he drinks the sacha mazon, it's okay. Even though for tefillah it wouldn't be good. Or for hara it wouldn't be good. Hara, the Gemara says they wouldn't paskin after the suda. On Shabbos, when Paschim was drinking in the Suda, Kain will be us if it was Duchen after this. That's why Minchas Kain, they don't say Bechas Kainim in the, you never say Bechas Kainim in Minchas. Kain will say Bechas Kainim, you never say Bechas Kainim, except in the Tainus. But otherwise, you never say it. Why? Because it can't be, because he ate lunch. He had a Suda ready, he drank, he's not allowed to Duchen anymore. You see? That's why they switch around some of the Shabbos, yeah. But so far as Halal is concerned, he's Mutter to say Halal. Because the gavra is not a meshukar. The only thing is that he's missing a certain condition of Omer L'fnei Hashem, a certain condition of sobriety, which is required for Omer L'fnei Hashem, which is required for Hara, and which is required for Avoda and Brocha and Brechas Kana. See? That's another one. But if the gavra is a meshukar, then even Halal is mufkar for Avoda. So it comes out really there's three categories of shikar. There's a category of shikar where he's just a certain condition. That exempts him from tefillah. Exclusive from filler, right?
We drank it all.
And just drank it all. Drank her vias that he's finished. Vias yani finished. Shikr al ispah. Then there's another halacha of the shikr, which is a halacha where the gavra is a meshukar. But then there's a third level also. Third level is one of the reasons they want to give why you chasm fast on the chasm kala fast on the day of the chasmah. You shouldn't drink. And over there, really, it's a little far fetched for that reason. Why? Because actually, the only time that it's mafkir, the whole kinyan of kedushin, would be if he meets shachrus or shalot. Shachrus shalot is where he totally doesn't know what he's doing.
Doesn't make any sense anyhow. Because yeah, so any day you have a kinyan, you shouldn't drink.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's because I give these reasons, whatever. His name is really Shami. Shami says because of time. But there's problems that reason too. But how come when the chasm is in the afternoon, he says the whole day? It's supposed to. It's problems. Whatever you say, it's problems. But anyways, that's the way it is. That's a minute. But the thing is, the halacha is nevertheless that a kinyan would be bottled if the gavra reached shachrus shalot. That means where he's totally drunk, doesn't know what he's doing. But we found an interesting corroboration in the Rambam for these two categories. We just didn't go to originally, but then we checked it. We saw it in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam has it. The Rambam says in Perek Dal Lachik Zayin. Shikr al yispal, mene she'en lo kavana. Vim yispalo, filoso toeva. Lefik achos mispal, kishe yisroken mishifruso. Shosui, al yispalo, vim yispal, filoso toeva. Okay. Ezeu shikr, ze she'en yachol l'daber lefnei ha-melach. Alright. Shosui yachol l'daber lefnei ha-melach. Vein a mishtabesh. Afal pikein, ho v'shasa revias yayin, lo yispal, lach yasir yeinem olav. So you see, there's a shosui and there's a shikr. So shasu, if he's mispaul, so tefilas or tefila. Shikr is mispaul, is tefilas or toeva. See? So you see, there's the difference really. If he's yachal lama b'fnei ha-melech, so then he's considered a shasu. Shasu is yachal b'fnei ha-melech, how is it okay for a shasu? See? But a shikr is mufka from, shikr is mufka, the gav is mufka from how. And it's interesting, with regard to tefila, the same thing is true. And with regard to tefillah, if he's just lacking in the condition, so he's not allowed to mispal, because ain't on them mispal on the tough cover rosh. It is not cover rosh. But it doesn't say it's tefillah so is possible. But if the gavra is a shikr, the psalm the gavra mispal, then that's the end of the whole tefillah. One time, one of these shulas, remember, went through all the meaning of gavra mispal. I don't know if I got the Rambam. But this Rambam shows you clearly that whenever there's a psul in the gavra mispal, there's a halacha of a gavra mispal by Omer by Tila. The gavra mispal is no good. You see, it's rejected. If it's rejected as a gavra mispal, then the tefillah is toeva. Then it's not no tefillah at all. But removing the gavra mispal would also be no good for halacha. The gavra is a shikha halacha. Those are the categories. If you wanted us to go further, that there's a gavra for Amiras Howell. There's a gavra for Amiras Howell, you see? There's no gavra for Brechas HaMasa. There's a gavra for Tfila. There's no gavra for Brechas HaMasa. In other words, if a person makes a bracha, it's not a locha, it's a gavra mavara. It's a locha, you have to make a bracha. But by Howell, there's a gavra that says Howell. Interesting idea. You can't prove that a shikr could say Brechas HaMasa. But from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, maybe you could have an inference. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says, Kvama Shukaru. That's what Yerushalmi says. What are you worried about being Kvama Shukaru for Halal? Kvama Shukaru. But the Yerushalmi never bothered with Birchas HaMazon. And finally, Yerushalmi held, even though he's a Meshukar, Birchas HaMazon is fine. The only thing is, Yerushalmi says, he's Meshukar already. So what are you worried about? How are you going to prevent it from going any further? He's already Meshukar. The Gemara says, no, he's not a Meshukar. He's not defined as a Meshukar. Yayin Shabbosach HaMasim doesn't find him as a Meshukar. Well, it would appear from Yerushalmi, from an inference from Yerushalmi at least, that Birchas HaMasim and Meshukar is okay, as long as he can be Mechavim for what he's saying. And he has to be Mechavim for what he's saying.
Why is that?
The question was raised, what about the two Kosas before? Two Kosas before is also will become Shukar. So, unless you say that physiologically you don't become Shukar from those first cases, although it seems just the opposite, that you do. At any rate, according to the way the Rashbam learns, I don't see any way out of this kasha. Because he says, su lo chazi. Lo chazi means that there's a gavra for halal. So halal is a gavra. The Ran says that we're afraid he'll forget to say halal. If you say that, so it means that basically the Meshukar is good for halal. Just like it's good for Brachas HaMasa. The only thing is that we're afraid he's going to forget to say halal. Forget. So then you'd have to say, according to the Ran, that there's no gavra on the Miras Halal. It's only a mice on Miras Halal. They don't require a gavra for Miras Halal. But according to him, you'll be able to answer why between the first and the second is no problem, because he won't forget. Less when he already had his meal, so already he'll forget that he has to finish off the Seder. But according to the Rashbam, it says lo chazi, it means that there's a gavra for halal. If there's a gavra for halal, so then the question is, as that's questioning, the first two is also, is it gavra or not be chazi? Three questions.